Make no mistake, Trump-backed Bernie Moreno was a MAGA mistake for black families in Ohio.
We're not going to replace racism in this country from decades ago with a new form of racism, which is what DEI is.
If Bernie Moreno was elected senator, he will support the MAGA playbook and implement the thinly disguised Racist Project 2025 agenda. That means ending diversity, equity, and inclusion programs that exist to correct the impacts of racism. MAGA extremists like Moreno believe programs that have helped our families are entitlement programs, but they have no problem giving their buddies a boost by passing more tax giveaways for rich folks like themselves. Black Americans like me have worked hard and persevered in fighting for a fair shot. We've come too far to let self-serving extremists like Bernie Moreno take us back. That's why we must re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown. He has fought for equal opportunity for black families and will continue to do so. Go to OhioVoterGuide.org and register by October 7th. Paid for by WinSenate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
You are listening to Drop Tent Media Network.
Hi, hello, welcome, Call to Bus, Neil Wood, Adam Nutter.
By the renewing of your mind,
the recycling. It's a flesh body world.
Do it.
Human.
Do it.
Sir Slimy Reptilian.
You're muted. Your mic is muted. Oh, well, I can't hear you. So I'll do the intro. Hey, guys. How are you? I don't know. Figure it out. Welcome to Call to Bus. This is Adam Nutter. Neil is at the studio, by the way, who I always like to point out. Like, you should go to the studio more. Why? My shit works. Fuck you. Guys, we have a great show planned. He'll figure it out. He can pop himself back on. Can you? No? Yeah, he'll pop himself back on when that works. But we're live, so I'm going to roll with it. Guys, I am Adam Nutter. Welcome to Cult of Us. Another week here at the Cult. We do have a great guest for you planned. I'm going to almost guarantee his mic also doesn't work if I bring him in, because guess why? He's at the studio. So let's see if this works. Our guest for the week, the great, the powerful Lamer Lee.
Hello.
Yes. Yes. Lamer's mic works. What's up, baby?
Yeah. All right. Cool. Hell yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, brother Bear.
Yeah. Hell yeah. How are you, Adam?
How are you?
I'm good, dude. I'm having a blast.
Okay, isn't Neil a fucking loser? What a dumb idiot.
He's not a dumb idiot, dude. He's just working on it. He's figuring it out. No, I think it might just be your mic. I don't know.
How's it my mic?
Yeah.
There we go.
Oh, hey,
let's go, dude.
Oh, let's go.
Oh, no, I lost everything right now, dude. I've lost everything. Dude, the system's gone down, dude. The system has retreated. It's all gone.
Crashing.
It's mentally. All completely gone.
Man, we never should have got rid of Jesse, huh?
No, I was actually, he's going to come back here. I don't know, whatever. not live. No, live from the studio. Whatever. Who cares? Yeah. Here with Lamar Lee. Yeah. What's up, dude? Good to see you, buddy. Good, dude. Happy to have
camera
you.
Pretty quick too, dude. At the like last second, like at the buzzer, you weren't proud of. You're ashamed. But
I was
then
worried,
out,
dude.
Like, nailed it.
I can't be, you know, lighting somebody with your stature all wrong.
My
you know
color
I mean?
And shortness. Yes.
That might also be a problem. I think I would do you a disservice if I did that. So yeah. I wanted to show you in all your glory.
Yeah. Thank you.
You know what I mean? Pop up that ISO, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel like Wilson right now with this mic cover in my mouth.
I know. We should let him
lower it.
In.
No, this is awesome. I like it.
You do like an old school, like 90s DJ when they like have those candid shots like in the studio, and all you see is just this much of their face.
Yeah.
Like, come Wilson, on. Like an improvement.
Yeah.
What are we going to be like? We should just become those comics that all were like just Stephen Carr and stuff. Like, we just all, even podcasting, we all have just a little mic that sits on our.
Yeah.
Oh, Jimmy Carr.
Jimmy Carr.
Stephen Carr. I feel like that's pretentious as a comic.
Yeah.
You guys feel that way? I feel like the douchey, like, pretentious.
I only let it go for Carr just because he's a one line, like two or three line joke guy. and he really holding a mic for just this small amount of moves he needs to do.
Yeah.
I feel like would hinder him. That's the only guy I give it to, really.
Yeah. Cause even Gervais, who I love, like he does that.
I never even realized it though for him. Cause they're like theater shows. I never even thought about that.
Sure. But still it's like,
yeah, you're right.
I don't know. Rogan does theater shows. I mean, like, this is like he has on mic. It's just weird to like, I don't know. Like, it's like, what? Like, you're right. You made a good point with Carr. I'll concede Carr. I'm not giving it to Gervais.
Yeah.
I just watched his last special. It was funny.
It was funny.
Yeah, it was good.
I liked it.
I saw
my girlfriend laughing, which doesn't happen often with the girl I watch.
Ricky Gervais.
Ricky Gervais.
It was that is weird.
I saw the one joke where he was like, "The new ladies." Is that what he said? New ladies or new women?
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, with but I'm being raped. Like, she's raping you. Like, that whole bit he did. Like,
I don't know.
Yeah, the whole, yeah, I know. I think it was that whole bit you're talking about. Think so. Yeah. It makes sense. The only thing it said does. That would correlate to what you're asking. Yeah, I think that's the bit.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Yo, are you still doing the podcast with Dorian, or that shit's done?
We didn't do a podcast.
I mean,
really.
This is a like, channel, whatever. I mean,
it's pretty dead. It's pretty dead.
I'm out of frame here. Let me gesture in frame. What, this dude over here? This guy, he's a mystical being, dude. He floats the podcast. We don't know what he does. I would say if he was like a subject or lived inside our call, I feel like you would be our like weird mystic who like floats into the room.
Yeah, he's like an orb. He just shows up in orb form and pops up and then he's Lemaire form.
You would be our Rasputin. That'd be so cool. And you float like in
one of those Casper tails. I want a Casper tail.
Yeah, dude. And I don't know if this
you
to be
like
true,
the bad
but
guy in Dune. Like you come up and you rise and then you will float over to us.
Prince, and if you're like our Rasputin, I know this to be true, but I feel like he fucked a lot. And again, don't know if that's true, but I feel like Rasputin fucked. You got that going for you then too. Now,
no, Rasputin, Rasputin fucked a bunch.
Please put the fucking on me.
He made his own little call, pretty much.
Yeah, he did.
He had a genius idea of like while he's climbing the social ladder in Russia, he had a genius idea of talking about sin. Rasputin he had a big old dick, apparently. Reportedly. That was fake.
Yeah,
but yeah.
It's not a drum.
No, it's real. No, it's real in my head. It's real.
You know what? In Ripley's Believe It or Not sense, it's very real.
Fuck
but
yes.
If he Snopes it, it's not.
Nah, it's not.
Don't Snopes
fuck
it.
Fuck Snopes.
They fucked his body up so much, they didn't cut off his dick for fun. Like, you know what I mean? It's like, no, let's mutilate him. They shot him. They poisoned him. He's like, we'll save his dick, guys. I'm
but part of me
monster.
Wants to believe that was like the last bit of humiliation. They're like, we're also going to take that piece.
Sure, they took it, but then you don't keep, like, it's a weird memento for Russia to keep.
I guess that's a good point.
In
I guess you're trying to, like,
Russia.
Yeah. Like, I guess you're trying to, like, eliminate him from your history. You're not going to celebrate this dude's massive cock. Like, also, giant hog, right?
What's his flaccid?
Did
8 inches.
You guys post a live on Facebook?
Crazy.
Yeah.
I'm gonna share it on Facebook. I can do
Facebook. Oh yeah, go for it. Rasputin fucked for sure. He was like the Merlin of Russia, as I like to say, Lemaire. That's how I like to describe him. The Merlin
what do you mean,
of Russia,
like a wizard.
So he got in with Tsar Nicholas and that whole crew, and was like, "Hey man, I'm a magician. I'm like a foreseer. I'm all that." He's like, "All right, cool."
He did that. Yeah. And then what he also did was he started to tell people that in his religion, his idea, his farm, again, coming from a rural place in Russia and in the big city, that genius move. Hey, I got to fuck a bunch because I have to. No, hear me out. I'm so sorry, everyone.
Yeah, I have to.
See, here's the sins that God doesn't want us to commit sins, but if we do commit sins, then we get to repent, and then we're in God's good graces.
By the way,
I have to fuck four women at once and have them eat my butthole, because if I don't, then I'm like, hey, what kind of sins
do I
have?
Do you want to fail? Do you want to fail? Like, do you want this country to fail? Let them eat my butthole. I'm just going to say, by the way, that's worked so much. It's on you to fall for that. Like, I don't blame the cult guy anymore.
Yeah.
Also, we kind of have our own cult, so I don't want to, you know, shit on cults too much. But, like, I don't blame the cult guy. I don't blame the cult guy anymore.
I got to be like, Adam, Cultier.
I don't blame the cult. I don't blame the cult guy too much, because like how many times in history was the basis of the cult like, listen, I gotta fuck all your chicks. And they're like, all right. Like,
please,
it's on you now.
Please
you
fuck know? All our chicks. We beg of you.
Throw that massive hog at my wife.
Please pound my wife.
Isolate that. I need that isolated.
No, please don't. Please don't isolate it.
I need that isolated.
Never pound. Not my wife.
Like his wife. I need her isolated.
Isolate his wife. Take her to a village.
Isolated. I also found out that I found out recently. This is a while ago I found out, but Prima Nocta, not real, right? Is it Braveheart? When
Leighton Radner, who's Leighton Radner? You're gonna have
fun. Don't look at the comments, dude. You'll lose your mind. Oh, okay. Don't do it, dude. All right. Don't follow any of them.
Leighton's our clip guy.
Oh, Kareem was funny though.
Kareem's his cock's bigger than Rasputin's. I don't believe you, but
put it on a stream yard.
yeah, Kareem, send me a DM with your cock, and then I'll put it up there if it's legit.
Your cut off dead cock. We want that's how you prove it
in a jar.
It's bigger. We only have the dead one to go off of, so we need your dead chopped off.
Right.
Cock.
Do it be squirting though? Good question. Do that dead cock be squirting? I don't know.
Kill me and save my dick for science.
Those are your last words.
You know how like all the football players shoot themselves in the chest for the save of CTE? You just put the cup on before they started killing him. Like, not my cock. Save that for science.
I think we should probably take Ron Jeremy's, right?
No.
When he goes,
I don't know because I think rapist so cock polluted. Isn't good. I don't know if rapist
what
cock is good.
Rasputin's cock was untouched. What are you talking about?
No, but
that guy had herpes. He has herpes from Russia in the early days, dude. That guy threw down.
Yeah, he did. But that was like through consensual stuff because people are dumb.
Through consensual mind warping.
Right. Yeah. Like Jeremy was like, "I'm gonna fuck you." Like, it was just I feel like straight more of a straight laced old school rape.
I remember I watched a late age Ron Jeremy movie. Like it wasn't supposed to be him, but this girl.
Oh,
was
he
like,
was in a film.
He was in a film. I was watching a late Ron Jeremy film, and he wasn't supposed to be there, but I think they were just invading. He was around, and he just came up and was like, "Yeah, let me." And he just stuck his penis in this lady, and she was like, "Whoa!" And he was like,
"Yeah,
hey, I'm Ron Jeremy. This is what I do, huh? I show up and I fuck." But that's like 70s probably
rules. You can just do that.
Yeah. That's like, dude, this was from like 2018.
I was going to make a 70s joke. You made it sadder. I just made it real.
Dude, it was just like he was
that's when him and his cock weren't crashing parties. He's busting up in there, not asking anybody if he can put his cock in people. Yeah. With his gross gut.
I feel like at least
he was trained to walk in and fuck, though. That was like his job for so long.
True.
Like it's like giving up monkey or teaching Coco about sign language.
Like sign language.
Yeah.
Like, Jeremy, rape. Jeremy. No, Jeremy. No. They spray him with a water bottle at the couch.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, bigger, more like evil porn stars. Like he has to talk to them. You don't need consent. Like it's like you do need consent, dude. I get it. You're older, but still, you do need it.
Dude, I just kind of want to make a Congo Ron Jeremy style movie now.
Featuring Ron Jeremy, he'll do it. Is he dead yet? No.
He's in prison for life. I do know that.
Oh, okay, good.
Dude, Bill Cosby just made a post.
You can make a prison movie. Sorry,
it's okay, dude. Bill Cosby made a post on Instagram. He was him in the drip. He was like, "Yo, been out of jail 1 year. Wife says his freedom looks good on me."
Damn, dude.
He's flexing, dude. He's bragging.
Yeah, that's. I wish he had Twitter.
I was looking on his Instagram. He posted another one. It was like Bill Cosby has to pay out 50K or 50K. He was like, 50K don't hurt me. Cosby's out here living like a rapper now, dude.
Dude, I wish he gets Twitter and his first tweet is like, "Bitches can't hold me down." Or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. He just tries to smell. He smells like skrrr, like he does. Yeah,
for sure.
And he's like, "Holy shit, Bill. What fuck?"
Or he's spelling like old school, like 2008, like Kanye lyrics, and we're like, "That's old, okay, I guess."
He's on. Like
Puttin' Pops. That's how he signs off every tweet. Puttin' Pops.
Fuck, dude.
I can't wait for that Bill Cosby space to come out on Twitter where he's like, "You need to pull up your pants."
Yeah. Dude, his metaverse is gonna suck. Whatever that. If he stays alive and stays hip, he just keeps trying. His PR people are like, "Yeah, dude, we gotta get you a meta space."
That Cosby coin. He's about to buy NBC for real now. Like haters thought we was lying.
They say it couldn't be done. Now I'm here.
Yeah. Bill Cosby on top of the NBC building like this. Like,
He's sitting there like the Drake album cover.
It's like, wow. They never thought I'd get here, but I made it, though.
I mean, we thought you might get there until we learned who what a monster you were. That's the thing. It's like, no, we all thought. No. Hear us, Bill.
Yeah, we believed in you, Bill.
Or Bill just walks in the board. Or just takes a Denzel, like, King Kong ain't got shit on me.
Dude, he clacking guns in front of NBC. Damn, dude. God. Bill Cosby,
get out here. Like, it's mine now. Get out.
He is from Philly, dude.
Yeah. Oh, dude. He comes out. He's got contact lenses, but both of them are dollar signs. Just so you don't even make fun of his eyes anymore.
Yeah. Like, it just says own you in each eye.
Full NBC and the Universal in this one.
Or just the peacock logo.
peacock across his face.
Oh, is he seriously out of jail though?
The more you know, motherfucker. Yeah, 100% out of jail. Yeah, no.
He's probably in jail for a year.
Honestly, do better, justice system. Is that that hard to be like, hey, we won't use this evidence against you, and then immediately use it against him? It's like, well, you made him. You wrote it down.
Yeah,
you signed the whole thing.
Yeah. They're like, we usually lie to black people, so this will be fine.
Yeah. Oh, wrong one.
He's going to let us railroad this one.
Oh, this one had money? Fuck.
Shit. And he has black lawyers? Fuck.
Should learn from OJ. Which, by the way, OJ's tweets are hilarious. He's like, hello, Twitter world. I'm like, you murdered two people.
Dude, you got the Bronco.
You got the Bronco, and it's awesome. And I would kill someone and have a slow run with the cops. By the way, that's how I got – I mean, I talked about this on the podcast before, but it's a little old now of a joke. But I did get suspended from Facebook for like a week because I made that joke kind of
– yeah.
On Facebook. Yeah. I was like, because I got the blue and I just took a picture of my new car and I was like, Ford told me
just some bitch.
I was like, my wife is blonde, so no. But, yeah. But I just said
Goldman's. No.
Yeah. Watch out, waiters. The name goes waiters. Fucking blonde chicks. No, but like I just said the joke. I'm like, Ford told me I couldn't get in white.
Yeah,
you know that was a bogey. But that's then my, funny. But that wasn't what I got popped for. Yeah. Then one of my friends made a like took me seriously. He's like, oh, you should like ask them. I was like, no, I'm gonna get in white, and then I'm gonna. Then he said, I'm gonna get in white, and then I'm gonna hold my friend hostage at gunpoint and run from the cops.
Yeah,
that got me. Yeah. What got me. I was like, I should just let it go. Should have said anything.
Yeah, that was funny. That was fine.
No nuance in Facebook algorithm.
Yeah, dude, it's real now. It wasn't real, but it's real now. The internet's real now.
Yeah, man. I know.
It's these damn kids.
Lame. What have you ever been kicked off
of the internet?
Yeah, you ever been kicked off? Well, social media.
No. Even though I said on my reckless stuff early, I haven't said reckless.
Right. I just got off of Twitter suspension yesterday. A week Twitter suspension.
What'd you say?
I tried to.
Did you threaten AOC again, dude?
No.
Did you threaten AOC again?
Buddy, I do that on the reg, but I get away with that all the time. No, okay. No, I try to cleverly.
Jesus, clever is the rough part because you didn't. Yeah. It wasn't clever.
Wasn't clever. But okay, not clever. I try to just use words that I thought wouldn't get me caught.
Yeah.
Right. So I try to tell the Uvalde Police Department to hang themselves. Didn't work. Got caught. Dude, within 20 minutes. I mean, the fastest.
Well, it's kind of that. He was just people in law enforcement kind of over there in that place should. Go find a rope or something like that.
No, again, I said.
Either way, it's good. There's no point in the subject of that sentence where you cannot do a threat. You have to be very creative. It sounds like you.
Okay, hear me out. This is what it was. I know what it was. Hear me out, Lemaire. You know what?
It's a haiku.
You can be the judge.
Yeah, it's a haiku.
It's a haiku. Oh, I did use that. Neil, did I tell you what the lie I try to use to get out of the
15 cops silent and nevermore? Like some shit like that.
X's, eyes. croak. No, I don't know if I told you this. It is funny, though, because it's a ridiculous lie to follow up this bad shit tweet. So I said all the cops in Uvalde should be publicly swaying from tall objects. Within 20 minutes, got caught.
Which I think is Sung Tzu. I think it's, I believe.
That's Art of War, son. I read your shit. Read your history.
That's.
So I want to appeal it. And they're like, you know, put in your reason for appealing.
Shout out to court. Dong dong.
Your Honor, Elon Musk.
It's just
your
a honor. Big blue bird with Elon Musk voice.
Yeah.
I was like,
what do you want?
I was like, listen, Twitter gods, hear me out. I was like, Twitter gods, I was just quoting like some poet I saw. I was like, it's art and you shouldn't be able to suspend me for art.
It was like,
and they were like, database. No.
Like, you think we're fucking stupid, dude? We got Google.
What makes it funny is some intern had to be like, all right, I have to Google this for my job, but like, this is crazy.
Dude, now you got to stop. Now you got to start writing threatening cop poetry. That should be your.
Yeah, it should be my. I got to make burner accounts.
Yeah.
Make stop accounts.
Yeah. Burn, pig, burn. Mmm, it smells like bacon.
Fire everywhere. Crispy in the air. Smelling season.
Yeah, I actually like, love cops. I'm like, joking. I like cops. I don't love them, but I like them. You guys are cool. I understand.
Like you're a coward. I don't like you.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not a coward. I just, you know, I just. What if somebody runs in my house?
Then shoot them.
I got a sword.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, right. Yeah. I have a sword. Take care of it.
I'm going to get a ghost gun.
There you go. Hey, talk to me after. Kidding. That for legal purposes, that's bad.
Allegedly.
Well, talk to me after.
I thought you guys were just talking about guns that kill ghosts. I didn't know. I was.
Yeah.
I'm
so innocent. Yep. That's what it is. You got to kill Slimer when Slimer and his friends try to haunt you.
Slimer and Thug Boys. No.
Slimer and his slimies?
Yeah, slimies. Dude.
Slimer, shut up. That was a stretch.
It's okay, dude. It passed.
I liked it. I like Slimer with an A.
You don't do it. I think I'd be like, I'm in the room. At least there's an actual, like.
I don't know. It felt natural when he did it.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I want him on to feel natural. I want it to be an uncomfortable. I say Slimer with the hard R.
Whoa, dude. Whoa.
And the veil's lifted.
Yeah.
You made him uncomfortable.
No.
And we're in. What are we in? Oh, 20 minutes in. Nice.
Pretty good.
Pretty good for every time we have a
guest.
Pretty
good
run. I'm not uncomfortable.
I know.
Slimer with the hard R is a pretty funny, hilarious name for this episode.
We'll see. Maybe Twitter doesn't like it. We don't know.
Twitter's like, I got my eye on you. I know what that means. I know what you're joking about.
You have a harrowing story of...
Speaking of cops, my baby girl came home, and that's not my daughter, it's my girlfriend. And
your daughter is a law enforcement agent.
My daughter also happens to be a law enforcement officer. She rides the dog.
You have a
around.
Kid too?
No, I don't have a kid.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. I thought you knew that.
Yeah, I thought you were just holding one secretly too.
There's like girl posters on the wall, dude. I don't have a daughter.
He's a son, be real.
Or you have a really cool ass.
I know. Yeah. A son would love this place. A daughter would be.
You're like a fucking cool uncle, dude. Can you imagine coming to Uncle Neil's podcast?
Don't make it any sadder. That sounds like touchy touch. That sounds bad, dude.
No. Now you made it sad.
Dude, this is yeah.
You're right.
Your 8-year-old nephew is like, where did you spend the day? We're downstairs in Uncle Neil's podcast studio.
You're right. I ran it through my head, and you're right.
They can watch the video. You're going to stream it.
No, that is worse. Nope, that's still worse. It's like, I'm going to stream it to the dark web, though.
Yeah.
All they have to hear is just like, we recorded everything and it was great. It's like, it's recorded it. Can I see it?
Why do you have the Tor browser on your computer, Neil?
We actually do.
Well, we've seen some shit. Let's just say that.
Anytime you go on the dark web, you got it. I think I've told you this. When we went on the dark web and stuff like that, you got it.
Can we go on the dark web?
In fact,
right now? Dude, we gotta like dial up a modem and then we gotta slap.
We gotta go to VPN. We gotta like. Pull the shade shut. Bag. You got to hide.
I take my pants off.
Real quick, though, patreon.com/cultofus. Go watch that episode. It's a doozy.
It's upsetting.
Dude, next time you guys go to the dark web, please let me come.
I will, of course.
Okay. No, we actually need to do another Patreon episode, so we should do a revisit.
No, what? I haven't.
There's a Decentraland.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I've been there. It's like a program you download. You can do it on a computer, or you can do it on like a, you can do it on the browser or like on your desktop. Yeah, it's like an app. It's pretty cool. You just go and play casino. It only has a casino right now, and there's other spaces, but it's only really a casino.
And you win real money.
You win like whatever their currency is.
I lost interest. said real money, I'm there right now. I'm Googling it.
You gotta use their wallet. It's like a Meta wallet.
Oh, it's a scam.
They're trying to have their own. Yeah.
But like it's Bitcoin's, you can transfer it and shit. Yeah. No.
Yeah, it equals 0.00001 Bitcoin for every $4 billion in metaverse dollars. Yeah. So came on pretty well, but she came up. She was like, I got a text, I should say, first. And it was just like, hey, good news, bad news. Bad news, I got stuck with a needle. Good news is I might be able to stay home a couple days. I was like, I don't know if you understand the balance of good news, bad news.
You should have been like, I feel like bad news, AIDS. Yeah, good news, no AIDS.
Man, that's a toss up. That's not even like a. Yeah, she was just like trying to move a needle. She was just trying to move it. So it was on the ground. And she says she just kind of moved it. Like she just kind of scooted it over it away. Yeah, just to get away. Like, you know, they got boots on it.
And
it
went through the boot.
No. She somehow, I guess it got caught. Like the one side got caught on the, acted like a goddamn rubber band, apparently. It popped up off the curb and just like stuck her in the leg.
What?
It's got to be the right angle. She has to just kind of move it in the right way to have it like clip, have it like pinch. And then it's got to go which way and not hit it on the, you know, the plunger end. It's got to hit in the knee. It's like you were meant to do
that's
that.
That's amazing physics.
It's a rad way to get AIDS.
Yeah.
How'd you get AIDS? You're not going to believe it.
Yeah. I baked it off a wall.
Needle, but not the way you think.
Yeah. Have you ever seen like a Jim Carrey film? You ever seen Ace Ventura? It kind of was like that. I like threw a quarter, it bounced off four walls, and then I got a needle in the arm.
Did it hit a vein too?
I know, right?
Just bleeds out.
So she's, you know, they're just like, shit, because they just saw a little bit. I guess it must have stuck. I don't even know if she knew it when it stuck. And then they saw a little bit of blood.
Oh, fuck.
And they were like, crap. All right. So then, you know, they take the needle. That goes off for testing. And then she goes to take the fun drugs, which Adam was telling us beforehand. And they were saying, man, apparently they used to be really rough. They gave you pretty much since AIDS has improved and are preventing of HIV and all that stuff. You still got to be worried really about like hepatitis.
Yeah.
Hepatitis strain is the thing where it's like, it sucks.
A hep C.
But so you just take it and then you just go back to work the next day. It used to be like Adam. I mean, it sounds like you were sick
up.
But
wait, did they test the needle? Is the needle okay?
The needle made
needle okay.
It goes away for testing, so it's got to hit a lab.
It's still testing. It's in the lab.
Yeah, it's in a lab, and then I think they
you can't expedite the testing.
I know you'd think because it's like you're just sitting here for like 72 hours or something like that. You know, just being like, hey, do I need to worry? But again, you're already on the meds, Adam. Do you remember if they told you that the meds, I have to get this clarified. Did they tell you when you took them that it's a preventative measure and that you wouldn't get infected with HIV in the same way? Because that's kind of what it sounded like, but I don't want to put out bad info.
So what I remember from it, this is a while ago, but from what I remember, they said, we give this to you right away because it pretty much kills like everything in your system. and so the chances of you, I mean, listen, nothing's 100%, right? Obviously. So the chances of you getting it are like super slim now because you got it right away. But like, yeah, you can still get it. But it's just probably not. No, it's like a super slim because it's almost like they give you like radiation pills. Like, here, just take this.
Well, it's just, I wasn't sure if it was a preventative measure or it was just something to like start treating in case because they're like, if we don't give you this, and you do have you're HIV exposed or something, then you're below, like you're behind the curve, basically, is what I didn't know. I was like, wait, is it preventative? And you can just like, not, I think it's that, but I want to put up.
Yeah, no, I think it's that too. I'm pretty sure.
Not an epidemiologist. I don't know anything. So,
yeah.
But interesting.
You know that word.
That's a study of diseases and viruses and such. No,
that's a dermatologist.
Epidermis is what you're thinking of, baby boy. You're skinny. You skin, the old skin suit,
the largest organ in your body,
old McDermott. Dude, so
I got this key at my job that's fucking me up. Every time I'm like, take it out the fucking door. They don't want to take it out the door. Every time I open the door, it like swings and cuts me on the back end. I just got this weird cut to my side now. I'm like, you guys are fucking killing me.
You're gonna get tetanus.
Damn, dude.
Yeah, can you get adult tetanus?
Yeah, tetanus is a rusty.
I don't think children. I just love the idea. Yeah. The tetanus is only for kids, Adam, you idiot.
Yeah.
Just like the mumps. You're dumb.
Stab me with all the rusty needles in the world.
Everyone knows at 5 years old, you always like you cut a kid with a rusty blade and then you get tetanus. Everybody knows that.
And they give it to the other kids, so everybody gets
it. Right. And you have tetanus, cutting parties.
Yeah. That's why many kids cut. They got tetanus once and they couldn't stop.
If you want to be
so addicted to tetanus.
These are my tetanus scars, bro. You don't even know what I go through.
Yeah, you can hit pluggy plugs.
Do plugs. Plugs.
Hey, while Amarily is getting his phone, probably looking up some dates for y'all, I'm going to go first. So check me out at IamNeilWood.com. Go there. It's up to date. And you can get all the show info. Again, IamNeilWood.com and IamNeilWood on social media. Some cool stuff that we got coming up. The Pottstown thing is off. It's tomorrow, but it is off, unfortunately. So it was tomorrow. So don't go out to that. Go see Adam. Adam's going to be at the stand.
Hey.
That'll be cool. So go do that in New York instead. Go tomorrow.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. Go do that fun stuff. Adam, I think all the shows we have coming up are pretty much together. I don't really get booked, so why not? No, but you can check us out coming up, of course, July 16th. Slack Tide. That's where you go. Get on my website to see it. IamNeilWood.com. Slack Tide. If you're in KMA, around KMA, down at the shore, come see me at Slack Tide.
It's a great show.
Company. It's a good old show. Matt Himes, funny guy, Ryan Curtis, and Cody Wright. All funny people.
Kate Bay.
On this. KMA. So come out for that, and then I'll hit the brief ones there. July 16th, you can come over to the Pop-In. I know everyone's like doing vacation and shit, but we have a fucking killer lineup. Go to that show. It's Chanel. We got Matt Peoples. Ooh. And we got John Montag. Ooh. It's a fun show. She's Chanel Renee has opened for tons of stuff. She's been at the Apollo, the Brooklyn Comedy Club, Punchline. Spectacular. All our graphics are two white dudes and then Chanel in the middle. I'm sorry. I don't know. That's just how it came out. All right. But go on to that show. And then we got more for you actually coming in July as well. July 30th, we're going to be in Atlantic City as well at the B&B Saloon. And don't forget July 29th, the day before. If you're back up here, you can go to Collingswood, New Jersey, and we'll be at Rexy's bar and restaurant. Probably last show there, maybe. I don't know. Who knows? They're moving stuff around. But come out to that one as well. And Adam, go ahead. LeMaire, LeMaire, hit it.
July 6th, I'll be at the stand, dude. I'm doing Gardini's show, The Drip.
Oh, hell,
and then
nice.
July 7th, PJ Ryan's and Phoenixville. July 13th is my niece's birthday.
You sound like a panicked kid with tetanus.
No, it's impossible. He's an adult.
July 21st. Animated Brewing in Coatesville on July 23rd. The Code in Thomas's.
Yeah. Definitely. Adam, what you got?
Panties in Your Mouth Podcast.
Oh, Panties in Your Mouth Podcast. Yeah,
PITM.
PITM.
Get it. Boom. Go download that fucking podcast wherever you get podcasts. So as Neil already said, bam, go get it. I'll put that in the description link for everybody out there listening. As Neil already said, tomorrow I'll be at the stand, 9 p.m. show. It's a great fucking lineup. So coming out to that, Aaron Berg, Natalie Cuomo, Ray Gutz is on that. Shane Torres is on that, I think.
God damn.
Nice. July 9th and 10th, and by far the worst comic on that show. July 9th and 10th, out by Pittsburgh.
Thank you for saying it.
Yeah, I know. We were all thinking it. I just had to, clarify. July 9th and 10th, out by Pittsburgh. It's going to be fun for all you libertarians out there or freedom thinkers. I'll be with Robbie the Fire Bernstein. We're doing one show Saturday night, and then Friday night, I think I'm doing a live Porcupine. So that's going to be cool. So coming out to those tickets, I got to put them on the website, but they will be available on drop10.com/events. Then July 14th, Kings Highway Comedy Show, Ben Salem, PA, with Brian Six, Ryan Shaner. It's Dave Collins' show. It's going to be a fucking banger. So July 29th, I will not be at Rexy. Sorry, I'll be up in Easton, PA. I forgot about that. I booked the show. I totally forgot. I'm sorry. I'll be up in Easton, PA at Big Papa's Comedy Show. Come out after that. Then again, Neil said 30th, we have B&B Saloon. And then August 12th and 13th, Steamboat Springs, Colorado, out in Steamboat Springs. It's Kyle Ruff Show. Again, it's going to be fucking fun. Tickets will be available when those are available at drop10.com/events. Go check out the Porcupine at Adam Nutter on all the stuff. YouTube.com/Porcupine. Okay.
Check out, of course, let's pay a little bit to the fucking sweet old pod itself. You can support this podcast by going and checking out our merch page. There's a bunch of t-shirts and hats and stuff you can check out, and that helps us out a bunch, and you're gonna look good doing it. So we appreciate the support, and please and thank you. Boom. Of course, patreon.com if you're looking for extra content, patreon.com/cultofus. Go there. There's a bunch of content just right in the door. Get you in for a buck. There's a ton of video and audio content in there for you. It's all right. And of course, if you go for the $3 tier, there's going to be we watch, you know, fights a lot on the, the weekends and all kinds of cool stuff. So you can go in for $3 and get our watch tier. Or you can, of course, do the $5 tier. That's for the badasses who are trying to get tattoos. So $5 Anna Gabrielle's tattoo tier. Go there. You can check out the artist, Anna Gabrielle. She's spectacular. And all that happens is every month you give us $5. Every other month we pick out a name and you get a tattoo on us. And a special awesome tattoo. Yes, that's right. Hey, special and awesome.
That's
all right?
Cool. That's
she
cool
does a lot of great work. Yeah, man. She's been at conventions. She's a very talented artist. This isn't like, oh, we're like, yeah, it's $5. And then you get like a free shitty tattoo. You will get like a good fucking tattoo for maybe like $20. So.
Yeah,
and that benefits us again. So cool, check out that shit, and we'll see. What's up?
Are you guys doing this UFC? Isn't there one on Saturday?
Yeah, yeah, we're doing it.
Isn't it like a big one?
Yeah.
Are you guys doing it here?
Well, it's on Discord / here. Also, I guess if Neil wants you there,
I'll definitely be here to watch.
Because I ever talked to Adam.
So if you want
to
come by,
dude, Adam, you gotta come. If I come over, Adam, you gotta come over.
Nah, you can't come. You still have the music on too.
Oh, I do. Sorry. Oh, plugged. Also go Odyssey.com/@cultofus. Go follow us on Odyssey. Go
what's Odyssey? Odyssey?
It's a version of YouTube that we won't get kicked off of for any reason if we say something crazy.
Adam's been slowly moving us into alt-right stuff. You know what I mean?
It's I'm going to keep going. The patches are in the mail. They're coming.
It's a whole, it's an unfortunate thing. But,
no, I just in case, you know, because YouTube is, they just fucking kick people off or whatever sometimes. Like even for like, even content, even channels that have like zero, like shady, I've Garden here.
We've had,
like, my whole channel got destroyed. It's like, you know, because
Zilla Rock has been on this podcast multiple times. We've had the artist in the studio talking about his work and they'll still take us off. They're not even considering that we're, they're clearly not reading the description that we have his name and the artist, like there is no distinguishing that. They pull it in from the algorithm and then they just go like, okay, no. And then later they'll find out and verify. It's like, well, that's not helpful.
Right, because like you just ruined any chance we had of growing this fucking numbers. Yeah. You pulled it immediately. Yeah. It's not going to be the algorithm now, you fucking ass.
How are we supposed to? Yeah. Anyway, who gives a shit?
That's what Odyssey is pretty much. So I just try to get people there as just like, you know, like we don't stream there and like all the episodes
you can
just
stream
go
on
there.
There.
You can, yeah.
That's cool.
You can stream on there. I just didn't set it up. I also know some of the guys who created it, so it's beneficial to us, especially. So if something happens with us, I could physically go to them and be like, "Yo, help our channel out."
Just, for those fellas,
yes,
we just wanna, you know,
ghost guns and this. Let me know off air.
Allegedly,
two people. Sorry, right? It was Bill Cosby, Richard Spencer.
Yeah.
They started.
The two guys.
They started. Yeah, that's us.
Two people. Yeah. Who knew?
Hey, I said, don't say my real identity off air. Guys, a lot of hot water.
Yeah, as soon as he gets out, he's going to unzip a suit.
Oh, thank God.
Wife, I'm home.
It's like we're like a fucking Stepford family. Yeah. Like fucking robots.
Oh, hello,
wife,
honey.
Greet me.
Yeah.
You know what's nice? You, Voldemort looked me in the eyes and said, listen, if I get hepatitis, I'm definitely going to leave you. She's like, I just... You know, I don't want to feel like, I feel like you won't. Yeah. I feel like the chances of you then also getting that would suck. And I was like, oh, touche.
You know, she just like, come on, please. I hope I have hepatitis. She's like praying. She has hepatitis.
Damn, dude. That's sad.
Nah, she's probably going to be fine. She's going to be fine, dude.
Yeah.
It's all good.
You can't fucking break up if she gets the hep, dude.
All good, dude.
Yeah.
Maybe I should. I don't know.
Come on, dude.
What a great reason. That's a perfect reason.
Yeah.
I just was like, hey, no, it's not you. No, please. And it's also not me. It's the virus inside you.
That will make it suck so much more.
No, it's gonna be fine. It's gonna be good. I wouldn't leave because of a virus. I think that's I think my track record is show.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
You'd be the biggest hypocrite in the world. Like I know, right? I can't because everyone would say something.
Yeah.
Didn't you have like
Didn't he have?
Yeah, I mean, I did have.
Past tense, sir.
Yeah, man. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, oh, man.
I mean, he almost died from it. So he took, like, that was like the ultimate version of it.
Yeah, dude.
Damn, I really should have used that when I was on death's door. I should have really used that. I really should have used that to my favor, dude. I really did not use that at all. Like, one last blowjob would be.
But then break up.
Also, I think you still owe me money from the sushi.
I just know I'm passing out. Yeah,
I think I have tetanus.
It's okay. I'll cut you so you can get it too.
Yeah. Oh man.
They smash palms together with cut hands. Tetanus for life. Yeah. You go, I go.
Every time I think you see movies that do that where they cut their whole palm, I always go like, nah. That's not what you should do.
Never would I do that.
Never do that. That's the craziest thing ever. This hurts so much. So much. You use it all the time.
Right. You would constantly be. Could you ever cut your palm? I have accidentally. It takes 5 years to grow back. Like, are you just kidding? Because you're constantly cutting it open all the time.
I think the most honest one I saw was Hangover? 47 Ronin. Hangover. Was Hangover, definitely. No, 47 Ronin, when they have to sign the account of their story at the end, and all they do is they pull the sword a little bit. They just push their thumb down on the blade just a little bit, just like to cause blood, and then they do it. Like, this movie is Keanu Reeves in it and is ridiculous, but that's the coolest thing and the truest thing you've ever done. Yeah, I was like, that's the most realistic thing you've ever done.
Wasn't Keanu Reeves the last samurai? That was Tom Cruise.
That's Tom Cruise.
Yeah, dude, we're trying to put white in everything, dude. We're trying to
what?
Apparently,
Yeah, I like how they try to spin the Tom Cruise thing. It's like that was based off of, like, I don't think it was based off anything real. I don't think it was.
No,
I'm pretty sure. No,
just no. I'm fairly certain. No, like, I mean, like, I'm like 98% certain.
I'm going to double check right now, but I'm almost positive it can't be, right? There's no way.
There was a
white
guy
dude did that. There's no way.
Japan who maybe picked up a stick during a battle. Like, right, you know maybe what? That.
Before I even Google it, I'm going to say it's not real. But if it is based on a true story, here's my guess on that true story. It was a military dude who went over there and helped him fight. Not as a samurai, just as like a military guy with his training. That's my guess as a true story. Do you guys want to take a shot at the dark here before I look this up?
I think the last true shogun was Shogun Hoji Takumin, you know?
Of course. Anime reference? Sure. I will not.
No, that's a real guy. I only know that from Civilization. That's my guy.
Shit. I don't know. Yeah. I have no idea.
Video games? Yeah.
He's a real dude. Civilization is based on real life, dude.
Dude, sorry. Yeah, let the video game guys talk and you can do your nonsense. I don't know how to. I know you're crushing it, dude. I wish I knew more video game stuff. And also specific history around video games.
Dude, it's
cool that they based it off of like real.
It's a real time strategy game where you try to take over the empire.
Called it. Yeah, 100% right.
White guy.
So, of course it is. But that's not an American white guy. Not many people know the true story. The noble Captain Algren was actually largely based on the French officer Jules Brunet. Brunet was sent, by the way, like I said, Brunet, like a fucking not like a dumb American.
Brunet.
Brunet was sent to, I just fucked it up right there, was sent to Japan to train soldiers on how to use modern weapons and tactics. He later chose to stay and fight alongside the Tokugawa samurai in their resistance against Emperor Meiji. And his move to modernize Japan. Yeah, I was crushing the pronunciation right there. I didn't get any credit, but that's
a true story. I was trying to let you finish. I was gonna.
Yeah, but we can't interrupt you to then compliment.
No, I wanted you to interrupt my. To like, that's you're crushing it. I have a very shallow ego, but that I knew it. I knew that had to be the true story. It wasn't like I'm a fucking the best samurai warrior, like tying the rising sun bandana on his head.
French.
Yeah, it is French. Yeah, it was French.
Smoking dude.
I don't know. We go to maybe we battle them. Maybe you put a cannon over there. Who knows?
Maybe we do a croissant. Maybe we don't.
His sword hilt was a baguette.
Yeah.
Yeah. His bayonet was
we all know the French head. Don't have like the French have in their series. Like, again, all Tom Cruise does is look into the distance a lot of the time and then like tie a headband around himself. And then that's basically the movie.
That kind of is half.
So, yeah,
I was talking about this with Rusty and Rusty Wright and Jeff Colella on their podcast, Big Boy.
We
Mountain.
Do not speak of them.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, yeah. I forgot. No, I'm sorry.
Well, Adam had to say it. We're kidding, guys. Oh, my God. Yeah.
We're talking about how, like, we feel, why did we get the Statue of Liberty? It had to be like a Trojan horse, but because why is it hollow?
Right. You know?
It was a Trojan horse. Everybody died inside. They put him in the water, and then they were like, here, it's a gift.
Right. Oh, I thought you even meant like America realized it was a Trojan horse.
No.
Like they found a bunch of dead people inside, and they were
that's
just
how
like,
it sounded to me, too. Yeah.
Once we get them out of here, dude, what would be cool in here? Ferris wheel.
Dude, how did it, did it get here in one piece or like?
No, they built it.
Yeah, multiple pieces.
Oh. A bunch because of Frenchmen built it here?
No, we built it here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Americans built it here. They produced it there and then shipped it over and then built it here. I think the dude who did the Eiffel Tower did that. I don't know how true that is either, but I'm pretty sure I'm right.
I was saying that journey must be like a good story on the boats. Was it a boats time boots. Or was it a planes
Was
time?
It a boot? Well, I'm going to say not planes because they didn't exist, so I'm going to go boats.
Yeah, that journey had to be perilous, you know?
Good word.
The Statue of Liberty journey to America? The
probably not, though. I think by then, boating was pretty good.
I mean, the ocean is treacherous, Adam. Treacherous, Adam. She's an evil mistress. The sea, she's an evil bitch.
Are you doing a pirate character? What's happening right now?
Yes.
Are you trying to take Jeff's spot at the Pirates, bro?
Yeah, yeah.
Is this your pitch for Disney, bro?
Yeah.
Dude, I would love for you to be just one background pirate in one of those movies after David Jones does a speech and you see you just going, arg.
Yarg, I did it.
I like how people complain to like, Pirates of the Caribbean isn't historically accurate. It's like, yeah, no shit. Oh, a squid person wasn't fucking with a ghost ship?
Yeah, I don't think you would have liked what Pirates of the Caribbean would have looked like. That would have been the weirdest Disney film.
You think Captain Jack comes back in the next Captain?
Well, it was largely around slavery. I mean, technically pirates, some of them good, some of them bad, they would actually rule. Yeah. Like, they would like, you know, and there was also a lot of black pirates who were once slaves who had gotten and breaking out of their ships on the voyage over, or like pirates had come up on them and been like, yo, you're fuck you, we hate that you do this, and we're not for slavery, but these should be free men or whatever. But then a lot of times then they would take them in and abuse them that way. So.
Pirates aren't that cool. They're probably like, we're going to take your treasure.
Yeah, they open up the hold. It's just a bunch of like, oh shit. Oh,
we're rich.
No.
Fuck. People.
Yeah. No, dude. That's not what they didn't see.
Lame.
They didn't see people in ships. They saw gold.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They're like, we can auction these some bitches off.
Yeah.
We'll let you do these jokes. Go ahead. Keep
it. It's just like the thought of the time. They weren't people, they were objects.
Well, it was mixed bag because, again, some of the pirates, if they were coming up on them, a lot of them would have also been like free black people, and different people from all over the place. Yeah.
Yeah, like, it also all wasn't slave trade based. A lot of it was just straight up actually thievery. And it's like, rob your shit. Like, they didn't give a fuck. It's like, we're the black pirates
that, would come up and then steal the slaves there and sell them to someone else.
Yeah. Do you guys think you could live on the sea? Out in the ocean.
Adam can't. I know. Well, hold on. It depends on the size of the ship. If it's a bigger ship, yes, because that won't get seasick. Yeah. If it's a rocky ship, like a pirate ship, no.
What if it's like a Carnival cruise line?
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. Good.
Yeah. I could survive on a Carnival cruise line.
Do I get the amenities with
the
Carnival cruise?
Did we forget the question? Did you forget the question? You think you could survive all the ocean? You're like, okay. If we were in the Mediterranean, anchored, no storms, and it's a Carnival cruise line, then yes.
You're in a Navy ship.
Yeah. Those get rocky, dude.
Nah. I'll be fine. They're big enough. Well, the big ones. I doubt aircraft carriers getting rocky, dude. I don't know.
That's hilarious.
I'm just going to go with that as a.
Go with that. Look at, a lot of times.
Probably the closer to the bottom you get, the rockier it is.
The Arctic Ocean. I mean, it's when they hit those seas, especially in a lot of those regions, man, we're talking 30-foot waves. There's no not rocky thing that happens to them. Any
these waves can hit you in a boat, Steve. You're inside a boat. They can't get you.
Know, this guy's crazy.
This guy. What an idiot. They're closed, you idiot.
The boats are enclosed.
How do you even get the
plane? LeMaire rolls right over. Look at that, dude.
How do you even knock the planes off? If water would knock the 30-foot waves would knock the planes off the ship.
I think they tie them down. So that doesn't happen.
Oh, now
idiot.
Adam bailed on you.
No, I was going through the time down, so it doesn't happen, you idiot. So everything's safe. Waves can't hurt.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. See, everything's safe, dude.
Everything's safe.
Hey, you guys now that you two Navy men, you sound like old.
We're the seamen of our time.
Yeah, you look like old.
And we salute the English way. Like queers.
How do I get rid of this secret, this fat right here?
How
do I get rid of that?
Hey, buddy, I love you. I don't think anybody's like, oh, I think LeMaire has jack triceps.
Like, dude, I want to get fucking huge. I'm not going to get yoked, but I'm just trying to
do dips.
I've been, yeah, dips. Yeah, just dude, dips, you're right. Dude. I work on the buys and not enough tries.
You gotta do dips. You gotta do the rope pulls.
Can you do backwards pull ups or push ups?
Like, what the fuck's a backward push up?
I don't know. You know how I think the front push ups works. That's a fuck right?
Position. You do diamond push ups and work out your triceps.
Damn, dude, I'm gonna die.
Yeah, he's gonna go, dude.
At one time, remember, don't forget, at one point, I used to be in shape. Diamond push ups get you fucking triceps all nice and jacked. You put them close to your chest like this and just fucking bang them out.
I don't.
I can probably get three.
Nice.
You could probably get more than three.
We'll take a video of you doing three after this.
I bet you can do more than three. Buddy, I'm a betting man. I bet you could do over five.
Me?
Yeah.
Over five?
Over five.
I'll take that bet.
Okay. What action? What's the action?
Now, here's the problem.
Okay.
Couple of issues. One.
Yeah.
Two white guys just bet over a black guy doing something athletic.
It's okay, dude. It's fine. That's fine.
That's all. Leonardo DiCaprio in that movie. It was fine.
I'm just saying, we're keeping stuff 100. So, I just realized it now. I did not plan on that, and I realized that was happening. I was like, maybe I should do the diamond push-up.
No, dude, I asked. I'm challenged.
Two, I don't know how much you want to put a fiver on it. A little five on it. What do you want? What
are you 5-0.
I'm thinking $50 for this.
Yes,
dude, you have an issue and a problem. I'm saying $5 is the principle of the bet. I'm not giving you
$5. Fine, everybody. We'll do $5. Okay. No First honor? Of all, we can do this right now. Film him doing it right now. Just take the camera up and film him.
I might not have fucking.
I don't want to give away the magic. No.
Shut the fuck up. Film him.
But I got fucking...
He's going to be even more nervous.
Look at these jacked fucking forearms.
Yeah, dude. Look at that.
You do have some ripped forearms.
You got skinny guy forearms, dude.
You do have skinny guy forearms. No, I don't have. It's crazy. You do have jacked forearms. Yeah. That's fucking cool. I think you do five, bud.
Off with both hands.
By the way, also, quote, who has your back? This guy.
Yeah, Adam, we get it. Everyone likes you. So, how many do you think? You think five? Do you think you'll do five diamond push-ups?
I can try. I'll try. I'll put all my effort in it. I'll try.
Okay. Oh, by the way, if he does five on the dot, we both lose.
So I have to do four or six.
More
yes.
Layers.
That's how betting works because it's over under five. We set it at five. I say over five. Neil says
we're talking
under five.
We're talking clean. We're talking clean. I'm gonna see some clean stuff here. I'm talking. What do you mean how low?
Chest
to the floor.
You have to
then have to extension and chest, then full extension.
Oh, we're probably
so,
okay. One.
So oh, to fix the,
so I told
on,
probably
to
one,
fix the betting lines. To fix the betting lines, you're right. That's a dumb bet. Five on the nose. It's gonna be 5.5. So. Under 5.5, over 5.5. So if you do five, Neil wins.
Okay.
All right. So 5.5. If
What's
you do six,
half?
I win. Chest That's just for betting. That's just for betting.
Oh.
It's for betting purposes because, like, it's hard for this very reason. Five, and then no one wins? That's dumb.
But wait, what do I get for helping you?
Nothing.
You
just
win?
Fucking do the push-ups. Jesus Christ.
Buddy, if I win, crazy. I'm crazy. If I win right now, I'll give you $50. No,
I'll give you $51.
I told you, dude, he's got a serious issue. Dude.
Shut up,
he's got a serious gambling problem.
Let's go film him. Film him doing it right now.
Gambler, dude. Well, put the 1-800 gamblers like number up on the screen just in case, just for anybody who's watching this.
I can try right now. No,
yeah,
you want to
try right now?
I think we end the podcast
all right,
with this.
Well, here,
we
here,
end the
I'm
podcast with
take
this.
Him,
go.
Take him off real quick.
Yeah, I got him. Yeah.
The situation.
Oh, if I take him off, your mic goes. That's the issue.
Oh, shit. All right. Well, then, buddy, then you go ahead. Clear your area. No, it's all right. I just wanted you to move that table to one side or the other.
This one? Oh, okay.
Yeah. You do that. While you're doing that, I'll turn your
What I can do is I can make myself.
That's all good. Hey. Well, I turned your mic off. It's okay. All
right.
I turned his mic off. So I could also at least we're not getting boom. Yeah. I know. All right. I'm going to get the camera into position in a moment.
I'm so excited. Come on, buddy. I have so much. Can you hear me? You can hear me, right? I have so much faith in you.
He can kind of hear you. He's saying
I have so much faith in you.
All right. We're going to swing this around here. Do you want to assume the position? All right, boom.
Let's go.
Coming
Let's
around.
Let's go, LeMaire. Let's go, LeMaire. Let's go, LeMaire. Let's go, buddy. One. Oh, God. Oh, no. Three. Four. Come on, buddy. One more. Five. One more.
Yeah, he's got it. More. He's got it. Yes! Boom. There it is.
Yes.
Look at him. He's still going. Still going. Lee! There you go. That's seven.
Lee.
So much stronger. Doesn't know his own strength, Lee! Dude.
Fuck yeah. You owe me $50.
Oh, wow.
Adam has so many problems. Dear God.
Yes.
I should have pushed it a little harder. I could have made
yes.
10. Oh, what?
You crushed it. You crushed it, dude.
Oh, no.
I knew you had it in you the whole time. I knew you had it in you the whole time.
I'm so proud of you. I knew you could do it. I told you, diamond push-ups are easier than regular push-ups.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
I used to do I would do three wide, three short, and then three diamond, but then I'd go two wide, two short, two diamond, and then one wide, one short, one diamond, you know?
Oh, dude, I didn't know this guy was a fucking ringer. This is bullshit, dude. Did you guys organize this beforehand?
Yeah, we did.
You bitches. Yeah,
that's why you
I'm out
wear
five.
The headphones all the time.
Damn, dude. I'm out, dude. I can't believe $5 out of my wallet.
Let's go.
My girlfriend's got kind of sick of herpalades. I'm out $5. And LeMaire's stronger than me. I've learned so much today.
By the way, if Neil was like, yo, $100, I would have been like $150. It doesn't matter what he said, raised it. Another one he number he said, you're I would have upped it.
I'm so worried about you. God.
Football's right around the corner, baby.
That doesn't make me feel better about it.
Are you watching the USFL?
Yeah, a little bit when it's on. Yeah, and I catch
it.
Yeah,
cold?
I like it.
Yeah,
I mean, it's like, you know. Just not top tier football, but it's interesting. Yeah.
This is more football.
This is more football. Yeah, like that's why I came with the XFL because then you can have football all year round, like XFL, yeah. USFL, and the NFL. I mean, yeah. Do I really only care for the NFL? Sure, but like, hey, it's fun to watch. Like, you know, have I bet on some of the other XFL games? Maybe.
Yeah.
Who's to say?
It's turning who's into to a say? Real issue here.
Who's to say if I've lost a few $100 in the USFL? Who's to say?
It's an all-year thing now. Now it went from football season. Now it's like I can't take the itch anymore to just any time you can online gamble. But it's really it's definitely escalating.
Dickie, I don't think I can do a lot of push-ups because I don't have any muscle in me anymore. So I don't think I can, actually. Yeah. And I can't show the camera. I don't think
there we go. Let's start walking it back. Listen, man, this camera doesn't even move. I don't even. This is
bro,
this is on my phone,
work.
Dude.
Oh, no.
Who knew?
It'd be so funny if Adam like rolled back and he was in a wheelchair.
Can I show the ground? I can show the ground. All right. Oh, no. Here. All right. No. What's my over under?
Oh, God. Why did we get it?
What's my over under?
Dude, I don't. Wait, diamonds?
You gotta do seven.
There's no way he's doing 10.
You got to do seven.
You got to
over under
10. So
is he over under 7?
I'll over under 10. So, you're thinking he can do 7.
10 and a half.
Seven and a half, yeah.
So seven and a half or 10 and a half?
10 and a half.
So I got to do 10 to lose, 11 to win.
Yeah.
I'm going to say 9 and a half. Then you got to do 9 to lose, 10 to win.
All right.
Okay. Whatever. I want to bring Adam to one of my job strikes, make him strong.
Our podcast has degraded.
This is not degradation. This is feats of athleticism.
It is, absolutely. We should just make this whole.
Yeah,
should just
go.
Be the whole show. Where's he going? His legs are going that way.
I know. You don't have enough room.
Put your legs the other way.
Then we won't see the diamond.
Put your legs the other way.
No, it's okay. You're good, Adam. Oh, there it goes.
I mean, we kind of believe it. One. Oh, that's not a push-up. Those are not push-ups. Those are not push-ups, dude. Dude, those are not push-ups. You see, dude, LeMaire was fucking crushed that push-up game. Your elbows.
I don't think I'm gonna be able to do this, by
the way. Yeah, I know you can't. Dude, go ahead. Keep going. See if you can even. Whatever you were doing, it did not look like your shoulders were going towards the floor. Your shoulders were not going towards the floor at all. Now you look like a Backstreet Boy dancer, a backer, a pants, a backer, a background dancer. Oh God, that's what is that? That is no way he's hitting the floor. Oh, he's just trying to dip his shoulders. You're kipping right now. Look at that. You're doing the worm. Your neck hurt? Oh, yeah, there we go, dude. Yeah, doing the worm, dude. Adam does not have an ass, Sticky. You know that. Adam has no butt. Adam does not do any type of activity that will allow him to do a butt.
Oh, God damn it.
You're doing the worm. Fucking...
Oh.
Damn, dude. You've disappointed Justico.
I know.
Oh, man.
It's the most exhausted he's been in years. It's the most exhausted.
Dude, I'm not even out of breath. My arms just straight gave out.
Yeah. Dude, I get it, bro.
Okay, yeah, your nickname should be Atrophy.
Okay, roast in the comments.
Yeah. Again,
Adam, I'm depressed and ashamed.
I know.
Fuck the police.
Oh my God, I gotta start working out again. Holy shit.
Yeah, dude, let's go back to your fucking tennis court and box again.
Yeah, there you go.
Hey, that's the thing. Thank God I know how to fight, because I'm fucked. I'm so fucked. And if I have to rely on my strength to get out of something, I'm fucking dead. 100% dead. Holy hell.
You should just straight pulling throats out, going for eye gouges. You know what I mean? That's where you need to be.
I got to go for leg kicks hard and hard knockouts quick and then run.
Not too much running.
Calm down.
You don't have that kind of stamina.
I thought I was going to be out of breath doing those, honestly. And like, I'm not. I just severely – I felt like right here, just be like,
yeah.
You don't got this.
Yeah, dude, you need to get a couple 5 pound weights.
The first two I did, that's 10. Just saying.
I don't think 10. Any of those were push-ups, but
No. I promise you I was hitting it. I probably put my hat around it, because my hat was hitting it. I promise you. Hey, I'm not going to lie.
Whatever.
I'm embarrassing enough I couldn't do a fucking 10.
Whatever makes you feel better.
Glad I now know I could curb check Adam regardless of his fighting skills.
Any point.
Damn, Dickie.
Dickie Wong.
You know what? I'll put a challenge out there. I'll spar anybody.
Oh, you can't get in there.
Now I have to prove a point. I'll spar anybody.
All right. If anyone's taking first dibs, it's me.
Only rule is I will not wear headgear in the sparring because it will fuck me up.
Right.
You'll fuck up my video. Right.
I'll wear one of those sumo suits and headgear.
Now I have to be like, now I got to fight somebody to prove I can fucking still beat your ass.
Where are they going to get a 7 foot tall sumo suit?
7 foot.
Yeah, you're right. That's ridiculous. All right. I'll wear a bunch of tires. Yeah. I'll just let you guys put tires over top of me and then I'll put my arms out and then I'll Michelin man you.
Bonk.
So unfortunately, I know. We got to go. I have to go.
Yeah, you guys
got
to go.
I'm going over to Helium. Baby Boy's got editing to do. Lemire's got it. He's got his own fine-ass podcast. What was it again, bud? Panties in your mouth. PMT, right?
Yeah.
Panties in your mouth.
P-M.
PMM. What did I say? Panties in your mouth. Get your panties in your mouth. I just had fun saying it. Guys, it's been another fucking day in the cult, and what a day. It was good. Adam's week. Manly King obviously won, and me, who knows? I don't know.
I actually won money, which I expect Venmo to me right now.
Fuck. And Neil can't bet, so we've learned a lot from your delicate leaders and Rasputin. Sorry. No, I love about check out Lemaire Lee. I've been Neil Wood. That's been Adam Nutter. We'll see you again. Bye.
By the renewing of your mind.
The recycling. It's a flesh body world.
Do it.
Human.
Do it.
Sir Slimy Reptilian.
This has been a Drop Tent Media production.